Blog Talk Radio.
Mercury and Saturn being retrograde, you know, some
one of the impulses is to be self-righteous, you know, and to jump on the situation quickly at this point in time. But again, it's an opposition. So, and it's got Mars, which is making that impulsiveness to act now, as well as what you think and act, you know, impulsively. And with that, really what is a better idea to do with that is to take a step back, breathe a little before you speak anything that you feel that is unjust or has an injustice to it. Take a, you know, rebalance it and look at another perspective of it and get a little bit more answers, ask more questions at this point in time and get more answers to come to a better decision. And believe me, impulsiveness right now can get you in a lot of trouble.
Big time. Now, the other thing that can help us out a little bit here, though, today, is Chiron, the wounded healer, is in Pisces, trining Venus in Cancer. So know that sometimes you might be dealing with people that have very unhealthy attitudes, okay? Or that they've been hurt in some way, or they have insecurities you don't know about. And if you take the high road and you consider who you're talking to, who you're trying to negotiate with, who you're trying to help with their health issues or some of their emotional issues at this time. The beautiful thing about Venus being in Cancer is about simple acceptance. And to know that what's their stuff and what's your stuff. Because right now, communication has completely gone awry, okay? It's out of control.
Completely.
Yes.
Definitely.
So take, like she said, like Jacqueline said, take that deep breath, and you can take a step back, or you can take a step forward, okay? But when you do take that step forward, do it, as she suggested, in an inquisitive way. You're normally like this. What's going on with you? Do you need to talk to someone? Do you need to talk to me, you know? Take that extra step sometimes is as good as taking a step back. It just has to do with looking at the person and the situation that you're in and personalizing it to understand what your calling is in that situation.
And it's true, because whenever you have an issue, you know, with somebody, or whenever somebody all of a sudden has an issue with you and you engage in it, that there shows that you have something you have to work on within yourself. And right now, there's like a highlighter on this stuff. And
oh, yes.
So
oh, yes.
It's really making it brilliant colors for everybody to see. And so when it gets that brilliant, sometimes you have to step back and look at it in a different perspective.
Exactly right. We have a number of callers waiting for us. And
we're
not full yet, but we're already got quite a few people on the queue. So we're going to try and see how they're dealing with these transits right now, and hopefully we can give them some of our valuable insights. See how we've been going through it all week ourselves, right, Jacqueline?
Oh, we surely have.
Yeah.
Nobody gets out of this one.
Okay. Area code 913, you're on the air.
Hey, ladies, this is Andy. How are you doing? Happy weekend.
Happy weekend.
Andy. Happy Memorial Day.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So what have you been up to?
Just surviving the end of the semester. Lots of finals and papers and, you know, just exhausting. It's been an exhausting process.
Wow.
Oh, it will be. Neptune is sitting dead on your Saturn in your ninth house natally. And with that,
oh, what a hoot.
We were talking about that square.
Yeah.
And, you know, keeping the phase in the beginning with Neptune. And here again, Saturn is even putting a higher pressure on it. So, again, slow and steady will win the race for you with that one.
Thanks for that reminder. You know, it's it cracks me up, these Mercury retrograde stories in action. I'm at the end of the class roster for one of my courses, and the grades were all supposed to be turned in, you know, and all of my stuff was turned in, and I got a message from the professor basically stating, I'm just exhausted, I can't grade one more thing, you know, I'll get it graded, but in the meantime, I'm going to give you an incomplete just to have a grade to turn in, and I'll grade it and then change the grade. And so I'm still waiting for
the
final grade.
Oh, where, Andy, where do you live now?
I live in Overland Park, Kansas.
All right. Okay. That's what I thought. I wanted to take a look at that. I couldn't remember.
And
I
was so relieved.
Save that for me.
Just, you know.
Again, you were not the one to default.
No, but you know, when you don't, when you're not seeing your grade and not seeing your grade, you start to get nervous that either A, you didn't, you know, you didn't pass. And in this situation, it's particularly important because we have to successfully complete this semester's coursework to move on to our big qualifying exam, which will start, I think, the second week in June. And so, you know, you sit there and you're sort of wondering, oh, my God, did I pass? Did I pass? So to get the email from her was quite a relief. But now I just think it's funny, you know, that the final grade still has not appeared.
And you have to laugh at that, because here again, you're being tested on that faith. You know you did well. Have you not done well on any of your testing?
Well, probably not as well as I would have liked, but certainly enough, you know. Yes.
Okay.
And there's the key. It's kind of that perfectionism, which I'm being forced to address.
Your Virgo stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
Mercury goes
direct. Absolutely.
On the 11th, 12th of June, right before you're supposed to continue. But know that Mercury still has shadow for 3 weeks. So you need to make sure you follow up and make sure you get the best of the best out of this, okay?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, we're all a little on pins and needles, aren't the us students, but I guess I was particularly interested in finance at the moment because tuition is going to be due, and I am wondering, I think I know where it's going to come from. I have plan A and plan B, but I would prefer plan A.
But Jupiter's still in your second house for a little while longer here, so I have a feeling it's going to come through. And there's triumphs to your 10th house of your career, or institutions that can help you, things like grants, things like, you know, institutions that would step in. So it seems like you're supported here to me. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree. I was going to go in the same direction. I think you have two plans, plan A and plan B, and I do feel that your plan A is going to come in. It's just going to come in at the last minute. Again, Aphrodite was talking about Jupiter transiting through your second house. So you have this beautiful guardian angel there, and it is in sextile. Let me go back. Right now it is in sextile to the Mercury, Mars, and Sun. So again here, it's got that wobbly factor to it, but it's definitely going to come in.
Excellent. You had mentioned this about deception and Neptune. Is that, is everybody dealing with deception at this time because of Neptune and the placement?
Yes.
Wow. That's interesting, too.
And Neptune, of course, transiting your ninth house in Kansas. So a lot of it has to do with people around you that you might think are spiritual, or you maybe have held them in more of an idealistic place than you're finding is true. Okay?
Yes.
And in your chart, Neptune's also opposing your planets in Virgo. So now what's happening is you're getting additional information, and you're able to draw some good conclusions. It's not about judgment, really, but it's about judging whether or not these people need to really be that deeply into your life right now or not. Okay?
Right. Very, very much so, yes.
Yeah, it's a reevaluation, and you're going to handle it beautifully, hon. You're going to handle it beautifully.
As long as you don't keep beating yourself up. You're doing very well, believe it or not. You should pat yourself on the back.
But you know, that's a heavy Virgo influence's job.
And also,
but you're an Aries sun.
But the Capricorn moon at 0 degrees. I mean, the moon changed signs when you were in the birth canal, Andy, okay?
I tried to come out
seriously.
As fast as I could.
Yeah. Well, if you'd done it 30 minutes earlier, okay, your moon would have been in Sag, it's in Capricorn, so you're just so dedicated. That's okay. You chose it.
That's right. I chose it. That's right. I sure did. Absolutely. Well, thank you guys so much. That is interesting insight. I think it's going to be a fun summer. And, you know, I really look forward to the changes. I look forward to all of this change going on. I think it's great.
Oh, yeah, because boredom's your worst enemy. We know that.
That's right.
Beat the worst enemy back, and you got it going on. Okay? You're fine.
That's right.
Well, keep us posted,
thank
okay?
Thank you both.
All right.
God bless. Have a great night.
All right.
Bye-bye.
She's such a trip.
She is. What a cute.
You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 954, you're on the air.
Hi, ladies.
Hey there, how you doing?
I'm good. Hey. This is Jay. Thank you.
I have all these J's on my computer, so give me a minute.
Sure, Hollywood. Sure. March 30th.
Okay. I gotcha.
So did
now
you have a question for us tonight, Jay?
March 30th, 1985, Florida.
Are you still in Hollywood?
Yes.
3:38 p.m.?
So did you have a question?
10:35 a.m.
Oh, really? Okay.
So did you have a question for us tonight?
I sure do. You ladies hit the nail on the head, you know, with everything that's been going on. Normally the planets don't usually affect me as much, but, you know, it's been quite a roller coaster. I recently had a huge issue with my girlfriend, my partner, and it was all based on deception. She had been lying to me about something that was very, very serious. And I discovered the truth, so to speak. And it's just, it took a toll on my ability to trust a lot right now. So I am actually just wondering what the guidance for me would be in terms of moving forward. You know, I definitely want to practice forgiveness, but I just want to know if this is a relationship that, you know, I should continue to be committed to, or if it's time for me to move on.
What's the birth date of this one?
Sure. September 26, 1984.
And what time was she born?
I am not sure. I'm not sure.
And what city was she born in?
Same city.
Okay. Take a look at her. She was trying to spare you.
Mm.
How do you feel about being spared?
the whole situation, you know, was something that we had talked about. You know, we had a lot of communication issues between the both of us. This is our fourth year together, and she has a daughter. So we've had a lot of communication issues. We had talked about this issue, But apparently, you know, it wasn't good enough, so she kind of was really, really, really dishonest. And crushed me.
I can see how it would. Does she drink? Does she do anything that alters her?
Well, I'm glad you said that, because before she met me, she was quite a pop goer. But the course of our relationship, she didn't do that. And on top of that, she has health issues that she takes medication and she can't drink alcohol, and, you know, the whole nine. Just a few months ago, she met this new friend, and they've gotten really close, and I didn't know about her. I didn't know anything about it. She kept her a secret, and she's been out partying. She's been out partying. She's been out just doing it, you know.
And that's where the problem lies, is what I was going to look at. It's just because that's her downfall, that's her weakness, that's her crutch. And here again, whenever she starts feeling really bad about herself, that's what she's going to lean on. Okay?
Right.
And
right.
There is a boundary and limit to the situation as far as that's concerned. I have to say, I would, you know, again, this is a challenge to you to really, because Venus is conjunct your moon right at this point in time, so it's going to hit you emotionally very strongly, and it's really about love, and it's about you've been with her for 4 years. So there is some certain boundaries and limits that you need to put on this relationship. If she wants to continue that path is not a good path for her, and you can't be a part of that path, okay? But if she wants to, and again here, myself personally, the way I would address this situation, looking at her chart and your chart, is as I would start probing at the root cause. What I started to say in the beginning is that something's bringing her down and creating a very low self-worth. And I would talk to her more about that at this point in time, because Mercury is retrograde and it's a great time to clear the air and clear things up. I know it hurts you emotionally, but there's nothing, you can't get out of this relationship until after Mercury goes direct in the first place, okay? So there is no decision that you can make that's going to be permanent with this relationship until after that, okay? So again here, this is a good time to probe into that and to share that caring with her as far as trying to help her look at her issue and deal with that and why she's running away and utilizing the alcohol and the new friend to escape her low self-esteem. And that's where I would really talk to her about. What do you think, Aphrodite?
I couldn't agree more. See, right now you're showing up as a healer, and you're setting a new standard for a better life for her. And, and I think because you did that with so much integrity, not only did you feel hurt as a person, but you felt hurt as a mentor because you were trying to guide her in the right direction for her own well-being. So step back in as that mentor with Saturn retrograde in Sag. Step back in and say, okay, well, things happen, and let's see where we can go from here. What do you really need? You know, so she doesn't go grabbing things that aren't really going to help her heal the way that you envision, because you see all that.
Right.
Okay?
Right. Okay.
I know you're really hurt.
Yeah.
Jay, I know you're really hurt, okay, and this really hurts you. Do something to pamper yourself as well. Take that step back from the relationship and do something really kind for yourself to really make you feel better, okay? Because you need a little bit of pampering. This one hurt hard, okay?
Yeah, it did. Thank you, ladies. Thank you so much.
Keep
I really
posted,
value
okay?
it.
I All
sure
right,
will.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You.
All right, God bless. What a sweetheart. It's interesting with these retrogrades.
Yeah.
A lot of times people do return to their old behaviors. It's very common. Because there's a security in certain rituals we create at different stages of our lives. And sometimes it's enough to have it pointed out to us. Sometimes you have to completely reevaluate everything all over again. It depends on the circumstances. and where the
You're
behavior
so true.
Came from. Yeah. You ready for the next one?
So true. Okay.
Area code 985, you're on the air.
Oh, hi. What an interesting program this evening. Yeah, my name
is thank
Risha.
You.
Yeah, I love it. My name is Risha, and my birthday is September 4th, 1950. But I would like to know is how this retrograde is bugging me. Because it has been a little bit, and if there's going to be some help coming in soon.
Okay. Do you know what time you were born?
Yeah, I was born at 1:15 in the afternoon in Boston, Mass.
And where do you live now?
I live in Alabama.
What city? What city in Alabama?
I live in Spanish Fort, Alabama.
Say that again?
Just outside of Mobile.
Okay. Only because I need the longitude and the latitude. Okay. Good.
Oh, what? Longitude, latitude?
Yeah. Oh, my computer
so
finds that
at?
For me.
I know my rising sign is Sagittarius. My moon's in Gemini. I know that.
Yes, and that's exactly where I was going to go with this, is this because it's opposing your rising, so, and that Saturn is sitting right on the cusp of your rising. And here again, if this is not affecting you, it's not affecting anybody, because it's really coming at you in living color, okay, with that opposition.
Yeah.
You could stand there and not do a darn thing, keep your mouth shut and not move, and stuff is going to happen to emotionally unravel you, okay?
Yeah.
So very careful about that at this time, especially, are you involved in a relationship?
Well, I am now, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Especially with your mate, okay? Because when it comes to your one-to-one relationships at this point in time, it's being really highlighted. So your mate might say something to you that you find offensive.
Okay.
Remember to take a second. Remember to ask a little bit more. They might have hoof and mouth disease a little bit more than usual right now.
Yeah,
that's fine.
So, right, you're with your mate, I definitely say be careful. Okay, don't get stuck in some kind of crazy thing and make a judgment about it, because it's probably not what you think. What do you think, Aphrodite?
I agree, but there's a lot of immutable squares going on. So remember that everything's negotiable. Everything's negotiable right now, okay? And don't let it steal your peace. These Gemini planets are also forming some trines to your Neptune in Libra. Your ability to look at things logically and from an inner sense of peace that most people lack, okay? And you are the kind of person, you step up and take responsibility every day of your life, don't you?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a time that instead of being the leader and being the boss and being the administrator, this allows you to step in as a quieter form of that energy, as a mentor and a helper, and to see into others in a remarkable way.
Wow. I wanted to ask, is there any deception going on around me during this time? Or spying? I sense spying. I don't know why I do, because I'm an intuitive as well, and I sense that there's a spying going on, that somebody is interrogating in such a way that they're trying to find information out. I don't know why I sense that.
I think you're right. I think you're right, but I think that, again, this to me seems like it would have to be somebody either very close to you or a family member.
Oh, okay.
Okay? Because the way that Neptune is interacting with your chart right now, your moon's in Gemini on the 7th, okay, in Mobile. So because of that, it could be a sister, it could be a best friend, it could be the worst enemy, but it also could be, again, someone who's just was close to you in the past, and maybe has had a hidden jealousy toward you. that now can all of a sudden surface with this retrograde. It's kind of creepy, but it's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow.
And I will suggest this, because I see no harm coming to you as a result of it.
Right.
Okay?
Oh, good, good.
So here again, on the other side, you really let it pass, because whatever it is going to vindicate you, okay, in this process.
Oh, wow.
Agreed, agreed.
Oh, wow. Oh, I like that.
Others will know. Others will know of the deception, and it may come back to your ears with the retrograde Mercury, okay? But try not to judge it. Try to understand that that person is probably not very stable. And they know
it,
too.
Right, right, right.
They know it, too, okay? So it's okay. Just take it under advisement and orchestrate yourself differently, okay?
All right. Oh, I will. I will. I have been, actually. But thanks. Thank you. Thank you. I loved it.
Great. We're so glad you called in tonight.
All right. And thank you for having your program, too. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Oh, God bless.
Well,
check in with us. Let us know how you're doing, okay?
I will, and I'll start following you, because I don't believe I am at the moment, so I'll click on the follow button. So I'll know when you're on the
show,
so I can hear it more. All right.
Excellent.
You
we love that.
Okay.
Oh, you too.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
All right, many bye-bye. Blessings. All right, bye-bye. Amazing.
Yeah, she's highly
Gemini
intuitive.
Stuff is so, this Gemini stuff is just so tricky.
It's a tight line we walk.
Yes. Are you ready for the next one?
Okay.
This is in your neck of the woods, or one of our friends has moved away. Let's see. Area code 561, you're on the air.
Jacqueline, I don't know if it's Charles or not, but I guess not.
No, it's you, Cindy. You're on the air.
Listen, yeah. My checking account that I have used for decades was closed on me. And I'm trying to find out how or why it was closed.
I think it was a lack of communication. Here again, Aphrodite talked about in the beginning of this show how this Mercury retrograde, Mars and Sun are trining the North Node in Libra, and that is dead on conjunct your Jupiter in your second house of personal finances in your natal chart. And here again, I think it's rectifying something that needed to be rectified. I think it's a lack of communication, and I think that it's just there to give you a little bit of time to clear things up.
I communicate constantly, and I'm online constantly with my account. I've had this account for decades.
And here again, I think it's a lack of communication.
It could be that somebody actually broke into the account, though, because of this Neptune transit, Jacqueline. There could have been somebody that did something that actually cracked her account. She needs to be in touch with the authorities in a real way.
Oh, I have been. Believe me, I was on the phone 5-6 hours the other day. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. I do think somehow it will be resolved, though, but it's going to take a little time.
Okay.
I agree.
Who closed
again,
it, though?
Your benefit.
You closed it for now? Good. Because what's going to happen in order to did you already close the account?
Oh, the account's closed.
Okay.
I just found out the other day.
So did you create a new one?
Well, I hope not, because I've used it for decades.
Okay. But, you know, Saturn hasn't been in Sagittarius for 30 years, so it might be time to move it. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
So suppose the Sun in Gemini, if there's another place that you had been favoring and you've heard good things about, it might be time for you to make that change right now. You might find that they have better options than the one you've been involved with. It might be a blessing in disguise, like Jacqueline said. I think this could end up being better if you change rather than try and stay with them.
Well, my Social Security goes in there.
You can change that online in about 5 minutes.
Okay.
It's not that hard. I've done it, so I know it's not that hard. Okay? And that way you can feel free and easy with some people that, again, maybe this is to open up new doors for you. Now, do you like to travel, Cindy?
No, not anymore.
Okay. Do you have an active social life?
No, not anymore.
See, some of these things may come back with some of the shifts and changes you're going through with this retrograde. It may be time to bring you back into a different activity level than you've been experiencing it so far. You seem like you've been holding on to things for decades, and maybe it's time to liberate yourself a little bit, even if you only open doors slowly and stride through rather than run. Do you follow me?
Oh, yeah, I do.
It is a time for a good change for you. I just feel it. I actually like some of these transits for you because I see you saying, I'm not going to put up with this. These people hung me up for all these days. I was on the phone 5 hours for them. I don't think so.
Yeah. Well, that's the way I feel. Yeah.
Exactly. Move on to be freer and finer. And I think that's the message, to be freer and finer.
Okay. I guess.
Anything else?
It is. It's all good, Cindy. It may be uncomfortable, but it's good. Okay.
I think so.
Okay.
You know, wait and you'll see the benefits out of it later. I promise you.
Okay. If you promise me, Jacqueline, I'll believe it. So I'll go forward.
Beautiful.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have a sweet night.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you heard from Charles?
No, I haven't talked to Charles.
Okay. All right.
Didn't he call him last week?
Bye.
I thought he called him last week. Okay.
Did he?
No, it caught me off guard last week, and I had to think of something.
That was it.
Yeah. Thank you, ladies. Thank you. I'm going to stay and listen.
Okay. Great. I'll put you on hold. Okay. Okay. I'm going to make sure I know she's on hold so I don't end up shutting her down. You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 901, you're on the air.
Hello, ladies. This is Lanice. How are you?
Lanice, how are you doing?
I'm good.
And what's up for this beautiful weekend for you? Are you having a nice weekend?
Yes, I just got out of some chaos and confusion and marched right back home.
Good for you. Good for you. Now, you don't live in Memphis anymore, do you?
Yes, I do. I'm
Uh-oh.
Still here.
Okay.
Actually, my question is pertaining to moving, but moving in Memphis. I will be moving from my apartment on June 2nd, but I have to wait a month until my new place is ready. And I am going to be staying at my mother's, and I'm kind of hesitant. I don't know what all that's. That's why I just left home, to get out of chaos. And it's like, I'm like, oh, my God, how am I going to stay there for a month? And that was the plan. So I may have to change it because I'm not willing to get in all that energy that she carries and that is also in my childhood home. It's like, oh, my God, I can't do it. I'm shaking.
It's your time to deal with that, though. It's your time to deal with that.
Really?
And what's happening is Saturn's transiting your third house of local moves, and it's retrograde until the 2nd of August. So you're actually cosmically correct, and your moon, which is your mother, is in your fourth house in your natal chart, which means you do have some unresolved issues here, and it's your time not change her, you can't do that, but to change the way you deal with her, okay? What do you think, Jacqueline?
Oh, I so agree. I was going to go that same place with this. Is just that, you know it's only going to be a month that you're going to be with her. It's not going to be a large length of time. And Aphrodite is so right that this is a time for you to readdress things in a different way with your mother, because you're never going to get rid of her. She's always going to be there. She's always going to be a part of you. And here again, you know what drama she brings. But accepting, different boundaries with her at this point in time and not catering to, keeping the peace will work very well for you. Nurture yourself and let her do her craziness, but don't play into it. If you stretch yourself a little bit and stay calm during the circumstances and not care so much about the situation and how it plays out, you'll find a greater effect between you and your mother, and it is so to your benefit to have that emotional bond. So here again, I agree that sometimes we're presented with challenges in our life that we have to rise above, and this is where this challenge is one where you have to rise above. Take the higher road, take the higher side, keep yourself busy while you're there to where she can't drive you crazy, and you'll do a lot better.
Very good. Oh, I have tried, a lot of different angles with her. I just don't know. But like, I can't
but
get
know
rid of her. I don't want to get rid of her.
Know what's
I know
her
I can't
stuff
change.
And know what's your stuff.
Okay, that helps.
Separate
yeah,
that. And when you're thinking about her, instead of thinking of her as your mom, think of her with her first name. Think of her as the woman she is rather than your mom. And I think that's going to help you a lot because of all that Virgo you have in your natal.
Uh-huh.
Separate yourself from herself, but know that you're being introduced back into her world for a reason for each one of you in a unique way. And then you'll be okay. Once you get that idea, you'll be fine.
Okay. Yeah, once I get it. I've been told that before, too. Just don't see her so much as my mother.
Right.
That brings on expectations. I keep expecting certain things. I just wanted to be treated like a daughter, and that never happened. And now she wants to act as if it did.
And here again, let that go. I agree with Aphrodite. Get to know her for the woman she is and the way she acts as far as who she is, and deal with it on that level, okay? Because, again, I don't think that she's ever going to give you the nurturing that you really want from her. She's not the normal mother.
I've let all that go, but here's the real issue. There's mental illness involved, and that makes it even harder.
Oh, okay. All right. When's her birthday?
So that's February 7th, 1944.
Now, do you know what time she was born, per chance, or no?
I don't know.
And where was she born, hon?
She was born in Memphis, Tennessee.
Okay. See, you've never left home. You still live there because there is unfinished business there for you with her. That's what I think. Let's take a look at her chart for a minute. Maybe we can give you some valuable insight, okay?
Okay.
She's going through her Mars return.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Doesn't last that long. That's the good news.
Well, it's the mental illness. It's really something. And then she has, I don't even want to say this, she has disembodied spirits walking in and out, I think. That's what I'm seeing.
She has a very limited perception in a lot of different ways, okay? Because she has a Mercury in Capricorn, she's only going to see things through the perspective that she wants to see them in, okay? That's the first part of it. Trying to tell her something is impossible, okay? She's only going to see what she's going to see, no matter what you say, okay?
Even
second
if it's
all,
in her best interest or something that can help her.
Right. Yep.
Oh, absolutely. Mm. Okay, again, think of it like a racehorse with blinders on, and they can't see anything outside of that one perspective at that finish line and the track that they have to go to get there. This
excellent
is how this
analogy. Excellent. Jacqueline. Yep.
Okay. So unless you're standing in front of her, which if you stand in front of her, she'll plow you over, okay? Unless you're standing in front of her, she doesn't. Okay. And so the situation is that you've got to remain at a distance from her to where you're far enough away to where she can see you within that narrow perspective, okay? And that's how she's going to see what you're doing, and she's going to watch how you're acting so that she knows how to act. But that's the only way it can work with the situation. She does have a little dramatic of a personality here.
Little? Are you kidding? Very.
I'm being polite.
Oh, you don't know the half of it. He wants to stay sick and helpless to get attention. Now, that's really some kind of drama, and she won't let that go.
She's a
and
queen.
Again,
you didn't know that? She's a queen.
You have to let her go in. You know, the thing is you have to walk away and come back, and walk away and come back, and walk away and come back. That's
what I did today. I walked away, but I know I can't stay gone, but I had to walk.
and
I walked in a nice way, a nice, respectful way, but I had to walk.
Good.
Beautiful. That's all you needed.
You have to love yourself, too. That's good. That was a good choice. Yes.
Yes. I said, I'm going home and turn on my waterfall and take a nice bath.
Oh, nice. Well, you know, if you're going through this difficult time, don't be afraid to call us. We're here every Sunday. We'll talk to you. We'll help to calm you down, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. God bless, girl. All right.
God bless you all, too. Thank you.
Bye.
That girl has her hands full.
Yeah? You think? But you know what? She can handle it. I mean, is she so sensitive psychically that it's going to put her on a little bit of a roller coaster? But I think once she gets her bearings and can put music to that roller coaster, she's going to be okay until she gets into her new place. She's going to be okay.
Oh, yeah. I think it's great.
Like a paper,
I think this is
a
good learning
tiger.
Lesson for her.
Yeah, it's like a paper tiger. It'll be okay. So you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 303, you're on the air. Hello? Area code 303? Are you there? Well, I want to put them back on hold in case they're taking another call, another line, and we'll go to the next one.
Okay.
Area code 916, you're on the air.
Hey, I accidentally bumped myself. Why? I didn't think I'd get back in.
Well, here you are. Welcome.
Was meant to be.
Diana.
And what's your name?
My name is Diana. And,
okay.
I know I talked to you, but I wrote down great show. I didn't write down the name of your show, so I couldn't, when I went to the library, I couldn't figure out what show you were so I could look it up, my reading. I
okay,
just
what's
wrote
your birthday?
My birthday? Yeah, I just want to write down the name of your show before I forget to ask you.
It's the Illumination Station.
Oh, boy, I couldn't hear that.
The Illumination Station.
Oh, okay. One of you is skipping. The voice is skipping on the other girl. Okay. Now I'll be able to find it. Okay, I am May 7th, 1954.
1:31 p.m., Indianapolis, Indiana.
Indianapolis. And we talked about travel last time, and I hadn't talked to you for a couple of years, and then I found you again. But I forgot to write down the name of your show. Okay. So my question
where
should be, when am I going to get a computer? I'm in Fort Myers, actually Lehigh, Florida, which is right off of Fort Myers.
All right.
Yeah. So I don't know, either love or money. Because
well,
I did the traveling, and you get so good.
Great, Great. Okay.
What do you do for a living?
Right now I'm retired.
Are you writing a book yet?
Yes, it's written. As soon as that energetic money that's in my field is in my hand, my book's published.
So. It needs to be published in more than one language, by the way?
Well, I don't know, but I could do that, I guess.
Or you need to have a hard copy version and an audio version, but you need to have two genres.
Okay. Is that what they're saying? Is that what this chart says?
Yep.
So, well, see, now when I manifest it, I talk about my CD and my books.
You're right.
So that must be what they're telling you. But they can be in other languages, too. I mean, if anybody wants it in another language, I'm sure I can arrange it. But I don't know if I can speak another language. I can speak a little bit of French and a little bit of Spanish, but not enough to read my book in French or Spanish.
But you can trust the interpreter, it's okay. See, the thing with you is that you want to reach out to people that can really benefit from what you're trying to teach. So you need to look at the parts of the world that are that enlightened, that they're going to gobble this up, okay? Because that's the key. The Gemini planets are in your 10th house right now because Mercury is retrograde. Even if you have looked to have it published in a couple different places, with Mercury retrograde, don't be afraid to check in with them. Don't be afraid to make the follow-up calls right now. This is the time to do that. But don't expect it to manifest until after the middle of June. Okay? But I think that, again, audio for you with your Venus and Jupiter.
Okay.
Venus and Jupiter, both in Gemini, the audio. I love the audio for you.
Uh-oh, you're skipping out. I heard half of Jupiter, Venus and Jupiter, and then you went away.
Venus and Jupiter, both in Gemini, in your 10th house of your career and being published. Okay? So because of that, to have it out there in two ways, especially audio, because Gemini rules the ears, okay? So I think a lot of people would love to listen to the book as well as to read it.
Good. Okay. Okay. Well, do
what
you
do
see
you think,
the
Jacqueline?
Money coming in for me to get this done? Am I going to manifest it? Am I manifesting this money from what I'm doing? I'm, you know, like, to me, it's here, but... It really actually has to be in my hands in order to publish a book because it takes money for copywriting and for getting the best place to publish it.
And I think it will be coming. I agree with Aphrodite that pursuing this and working on this project, I think that you can manifest the money to be able to do it. I'm not as concerned with the financial flow of how it's going to flow. You know, here again, you have part of fortune in your third house natally, which means that you can easily communicate this out to others to get financial backing from it.
That's what I've been doing. I've been communicating this to others for two years. So the other that is going to commit just hasn't come through yet. And that's also already here in my manifestations, the people that are going to help publish. I mean, everything is already here, so I'm not talking to you as if I think it's not. But if you walk into my house right now and saw my, you know, what I'm living off of and everything, I have writing on my walls, you know. I have manifestations written on my walls. I cannot avoid not doing this. So my son would go, you believe this? But I don't live there anymore. I don't live around the family anymore for a reason. But I'm so ready to get these books published, yes, and I'm so ready for the other person who's going to help to come here and to come and help me get this in because I know it's going to benefit people. I lived on the road for 2.2 years from a car.
Nice.
Light working. And one of the places I stayed was Santa Barbara, and it was so beautiful. When I heard about the oil spill, it was like, oh, wow, because huge. When I played my tuning forks, salmon just came in droves, and the kayakers were like, this is early. They're not supposed to be here yet. So kayakers would be bringing their kayaks, and one guy said, this is history. But I know it was my tuning forks, because when I was in Ventura and I played my tuning forks, the whales came up to where the surfers were. They love the sound. So, you know, the book's going to have a lot of miracles that happened over that 2 years. And, you know, it's kind of a fun story, so.
Excellent.
It's a fun story, but you could say, boy,
going.
I wouldn't want that. Okay, so you say it's there by June. That's next month. All right. I will keep on manifesting.
And you may
it.
Have more than one person interested in publishing you. Go for the best deal. Don't feel a sense of urgency, because Pluto is retrograde right on top of your north node in Capricorn, which has to do with hard copy, like the actual
in
publishing
Capricorn.
Book.
Capricorn.
Mm-hmm.
Pluto is retrograde in Capricorn?
Yep, it's going to go direct the end of September.
Oh, okay.
Chances are you could have hard copy by the end of September.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
work your plan,
I'm
so glad you called in.
Yeah, I am too, and I'm glad I found the show. Now I can actually listen to when I talk to you. You do always say
great
things. I remember I called you.
Don't we, Jack?
I called you from Sacramento on not such a good day, and you said a lot of good things. That was 2 years ago. You really picked me up and got me back on that stage manifesting, and it worked.
Thank
I got what I was manifesting.
That's nice confirmation, isn't it, Jacqueline?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
well, you guys are great. You're really great. So thank you a lot. I remember you from 2 years ago.
Wow.
What?
Many blessings.
Okay. You
many
too.
Blessings.
Many blessings. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Well, we're at the top of the hour. We should tell people where they can find us.
Okay. Well, they can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
They can reach me at 540-400-0110. I live in Roanoke, Virginia. And Jacqueline's going to be traveling. She's living down in Stuart, Florida right now. But where are you headed, Jacqueline?
East of Cleveland, Ohio.
But we're always available by phone. Go ahead. You're going to a town, Matt.
I'm going to a nice little town, a quaint little town outside of Cleveland called Painesville.
And you're going to be doing your gardening again, aren't you, Jacqueline?
Yes.
Beautiful.
Absolutely. Doing all my organic vegetables and all my blueberries and strawberries and all kinds of fun things. Raising chickens, all kinds of fun things.
Well, I have an herb garden this year of 17 plants, and they're all doing well except one.
Oh.
I'm working on that one. But anyway, it's our pleasure to serve you. We're here every Sunday night from 6 to 7. And, we're here to help you, and if you need us sooner, you need more time, give us a call. We're both on Facebook, and all our numbers are on Blog Talk Radio. We're happy to serve you. Thank you so much for your loyalty to the show and your positive feedback, or even your negative feedback, because we learn from all of it. And we bless you.
Have a good week.
Sweet night. Bye-bye.
Good night.